This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Chick hates small talk, plus corn nuts and an Ace Cosby joke of the day. It's all coming up next.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Time now for Flash Traffic with the fastest man in the world, 9-time Olympic gold medalist Carl Lewis.
And now we go to our flash traffic reporter, Carl Lewis, with traffic on the west side.
Hey, Bob and Tom, I'm on the west side and traffic looks great. Now I'm going to run over to the far east side and take a look at traffic conditions over there. Okay, I'm on the east side now. Everything looks smooth over here. Want me to check the north side?
Sure, Carl.
All right, here we go. Oh, guys, traffic is running off the fine up here up north. Anything else you need?
Listen, Carl, could you check south side traffic? I know it's a long way. You could also pick up an iced tea for me, venti green iced tea at Starbucks on your way, if you don't mind.
Okay, that's a little step, but I'll get there. Oh, my goodness, that was kind of a detour, but here, two splendid, just like you like it.
Thank you very much, Carl. Carl, could you come back to the studio to sign some photos for us?
Oh, okay, I can do that. Sure thing, Tom. Oh, made it. All right. Give me a pen.
This has been Flash Traffic with Carl Lewis.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hello.
That was really something in the break room with Pat.
Just ask me about the game. A little small talk as well.
Start a new show in the break room with Pat. Well, he died. He went very quick. Very quick.
Hey, you know what?
It was a bear attack. Don't worry. It was easy. It's fast.
And Josh Arnold is over there. There's Ace Cosby. I'm Chick. Here's Tom.
This is slightly out of context, but if I may quote Chick McGee, I don't care.
Hey, son, you know where this town is in Ohio? And I said, I've heard of it. Do you know where it is? I go, I don't care where it is. That's what I said.
Yeah, you're in a mood.
I'm not in a mood. Sorry, you know how I hate small talk.
Well, people do it. Get used to it.
Well, people shouldn't do it.
I like this guy. I like this. The spider is fighting back.
Good for you, spider.
Nice people engage in small talk.
Calm down. How are you doing? Good morning. You hear the roof was closed?
How have we upset you, Tom?
You're yelling. It's a nice Monday morning. I would like
is
to
it?
Pass
you know
along.
What?
You know who's the most... The, if you had a pie chart, 90% of the time we yell because of you. I know that. this just happens to be about another one of us.
But if you're like dogs that bark, there's no reason.
All right. Careful what you wish for.
Maybe they're going to get a squirrel outside the window.
Quiet, polite show this morning.
And then again, it was a rough start for the shoo-in of the week.
Ofer.
But we'll continue. And whoever wins gets to pick against Chick this week.
Didn't we have a math professor or something contact us one time after I went over one week, and he go, theoretically, it's just as difficult to go over 4 as it is to go 4-0 or something like that. I don't think he knew.
Did it make you feel any better?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right, well, that's the whole point. Let's move forward. What else have you got over there?
I have one of these.
Stupid world record.
Oh, boy.
This is so stupid, I can barely get it out. Snack company Corn Nuts.
Okay.
Oh, I like it.
A fine road trip.
I have never had a corn nut.
You've never had a corn nut?
What is it?
Oh, it's good.
You are truly a one percenter, aren't you?
Now,
I don't eat candy, so
it's not a candy.
Corn nuts are the opiates.
It's not a candy.
No, these are like a snack.
It's like
a savory snack.
Ahoy, Paloy.
Now, I will warn you before
a potato chip?
Corn kernels.
They are as hard a snack as you'll ever. Yeah. They're the grape nuts of, in terms of biting into it. It's
you can
very
break
hard.
Break a tooth, yeah.
But they can be very satisfying.
Are they made of corn then?
Yeah.
No, Nope. Broccoli. They figured nobody will buy them. We call them broccoli nuts.
These are fair questions. I've never had corn nuts. They're flavored.
Yeah. They have Mexican street corn. They have original ranch, picante, corn limón, and barbecue.
You like Mexican street corn?
I love
corn. Yeah, Mexican you went there with Austin one time and had Mexican street corn. We never did hear the end of it.
They're big corn kernels.
And they're almost like, kernels. The texture is almost like, you know, those half-popped kernels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're kind of like similar.
So the company that makes corn nuts.
The snack company Corn Nuts has broken the Guinness World Record for the largest piñata.
Oh.
What do you think of that?
I hope they have a big 10-year-old.
Hang on. There's more.
Oh. Okay.
Or they're going to need a really big baseball bat.
Right.
You know where they can get one?
Louisville?
Yeah, the Louisville, the Louisville Slugger Museum. They can get that thing and beat the crap out of this. How big is the piñata?
The... Look at him reading along over there.
They're all yelling in there.
No, I'm actually trying to find a picture of it here.
The piñata made in the shape of an elote, a Mexican street corn, measures 99 feet high, 59 feet long, 20 feet wide.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
Is it filled with corn nuts?
It took a local arts group, Chocolata, called Mesa Collective. Mesa has an E in it. Mesa Collective? No. Mesa has an E, M-E-S-A. M-A-S-A. Yeah. Took them 5 days to complete the massive piñata, nicknamed the Cornada.
It's huge. It's hanging from a...
a beam.
Giant crane.
Oh.
Ah.
Corn Nuts takes the record from M&M's, who had set the record in 2011 with a 47-foot-tall piñata.
This looks like a silo. It's
wow.
So large. They're going to need a huge cornhole.
Well,
what?
What's in that? What's that great joke? The punchline is, "I'll be behind the couch."
I don't know, but I love it. And I love your.
I want to hear the setup.
I'll be behind the couch.
I'll be behind the couch.
I've got to. I've got to hear
that.
Well, you play hide and seek with the guy.
Yeah.
He finds you.
Oh, right, right. That's the punchline.
And then right behind, right after he goes, "If you find me, you can." I'll be behind the couch.
So he wants it.
He really wants it. Yeah.
This guy, he's into it.
It could be interpreted that way.
He's giving him a clue as to where he is. Yes.
It's a clue.
You realize if I find you, I have to.
Yeah, I'll be on my show. He can't say it fast enough.
It's like the bear joke where he says to the hunter, "You're not here for the hunting."
They used 1,920 bags of corn nuts, but no mention here of what size the bags are. That showered down on a crowd for the unveiling event. It sounds lovely.
Showered down on a crowd. They're not soft.
Well, no. They're in a bag. Well, but you're still right.
Oh, I see
they're,
what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, they're still
so
in a bag.
So this thing's dangling from a crane. So
that's
at some point
good.
They beat it with something and all the bags of corn nuts fell down on the kids.
You got it.
Wonder where they get those giant corn kernels.
What?
To get them?
Did you mean to make the corn nuts?
Yeah, they must.
I'm not certain.
Are those?
There's a lot of real corn nuts.
It says it's.
It's just called corn.
It says it's
maybe
corn.
Maybe is it ground up corn that they reform into nuts?
Must be.
Yeah, it's got to be something. It's reconstituted. Well,
have you ever eaten one of those little teensy tiny ears of corn that come with Chinese food?
No, it tastes just like corn.
I mean, you eat them like corn, you hold them up to your teeth and
no, you eat the whole thing.
Including the rest of the stalk and everything?
Nut ball, yeah, including the center.
Can you imagine how difficult it would be to shuck? What a job that would be. Well, fortunately, we have some 7-year-olds here in China.
They're
looking for something to do. Shucking mini corn all day.
Mini corn.
I know no one's interested in this but me, but apparently you soak the whole corn kernels in water for 3 days and then deep fry them. Then they become hard and brittle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess when you harvest corn, it shrinks, and then when it's rehydrated, it gets bigger.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I like corn nuts.
I like corn nuts.
I don't eat them often at all.
But I don't either.
I don't think I've ever had a corn
I bet
nut.
Your stomach would not handle that well now.
Oh, maybe not, yeah.
You ever have a walnut?
I have had a walnut. Yeah.
You had one just now.
What about a chestnut?
I've had a chestnut, yes.
You have a nut on your chin? No.
What would I have if I had a nut on my chin?
Well, your mouth would be full.
I'll be behind the couch.
Very nice. Very nice.
I'm trying to find if they've got a picture of someone beating the giant pinata to get the corn nuts out. Do we send someone out? Can you buy corn nuts?
Yes.
They're a gas station.
No, there's a nationwide.
Some corn nuts.
It could be regional. How am I supposed to know?
Thanks to the pinata, there's a shortage.
If you're very quiet and listen very carefully, you hear Mark going, Jesus. Is this really happening?
I just got back
with coffee.
And Pat, have you had them?
No.
Ace?
I know I have, yeah.
Yeah. They're a fun road trip food.
But they will break you too.
I mean, after like 10, your jaw has had enough.
Yeah. Are they a favorite of dentists everywhere?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the almond.
Hey, you gotta think of corn nuts, and I get a new boat.
You've been eating corn nuts? Why don't you snack on marbles?
I never have. Well, see, this is a good thing that they did this, so now I've learned about, I may like corn nuts. Who knows?
You might.
I like popcorn, right?
I love popcorn, I love corn, and I love salt.
So I think you might like these little. I like them. They have a satisfying crunch and tasty.
Do you think the kids were more happy when they busted open the one full of M&Ms, though?
A lot happier than the corn nuts one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Kind of disappointed crowd.
Just had a handful of M&Ms for breakfast.
Yeah. A handful of M&Ms you had?
I did.
Did they melt in your mouth or in your hand?
They did not melt. Well, they melted
in my
mouth.
They melted in your mouth. Go.
Pearls?
Pearls. Yeah, it's a pearl necklace.
Jeez.
I have no idea what rough they're talking crowd. About. It is a rough crowd. Is that sports? Do you want to do your NFL review again?
Are you talking to me?
I'd much rather not be, but apparently I am.
No. What about the NFL?
Monday Night Football. You need to do the NFL again.
Monday Night Football. The New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers and the whole crowd, they're going to be hosting your Buffalo Bills.
Did you pick that game?
The spread is 2.
Wait a second.
Wait, Christy.
I did not.
Brilliant. I'm sure you wanted to ask a question about the shoe-in of the week in tonight's game because week one.
So far, you're due.
All right, you bunch of pussies. Against my better judgment, I'm taking the Bills minus. What are they getting?
Two.
Jets are getting 2. Yeah, so I'll take Bills minus 2.
Okay.
So the Bills are going to win tonight by more than 2. That's a lot.
You're 0-3, so if you triple shock that, you could be even.
I'm 0-4.
Oh, dear. Oh, God.
I can't. No.
Quad shock, very rare.
No.
Let's do it.
No.
Oh, come on.
Let's do it.
Come on.
I'll meet you behind the couch.
I'll
be behind the couch.
If you do a quinta shot, you will be 1 up.
All right, 5-4. Yeah. What's the worst that can happen?
0-9, chick.
That's right.
Come on, it's exciting.
Five shock.
The Bills are very good.
Oh, they're very good.
Don't you think the odds makers are getting caught up in Aaron Rodgers' fever?
Yes, and they're mad.
The Bills are going 15 and How many games did they play this year? 15-2.
There you go. There it is.
I think it's a good bet, Chick.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Super.
Good luck.
You know, somebody, I can't wait to be
made fun of tomorrow morning because it was 0-9 for the week.
I wrote this in Sharpie. I have so much confidence.
That means you sound just like Scooby-Doo when he laughs. I swear.
Have you ever done a five shot?
I don't think I have.
Wow.
Not, maybe a Super Bowl.
But oh, boy. That's exciting.
Is this a penta shock?
It is very. Is it penta or quinta?
Well, it depends on what language you're speaking.
Well, I'm speaking Spanish. I'm on NPR.
You mean and Penta? I'm speaking Latin?
I don't know.
Pentagram.
Pentagon. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Pentagon.
Okay. Don't say pentagram.
Oh, sorry.
Now,
Godwin's buddy died. That was upsetting.
Yeah. He's got to wear.
I was asked.
Oh,
in the green room. I was asked.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? I'm sorry about your friend Pat.
Like that hat is a big.
He's a very nice man. I understand. And
yeah. I'm sure the family appreciates you wearing the hat and not going to the funeral.
It's not for a couple
could
of
I,
days. So.
Could I go out and buy some corn nuts?
Right.
I'll go get it. I have a nice new car. I'm gonna go.
Hey, Dad's dead. That's all right. Pat's wearing the hat.
I don't want to get your hopes up, but if I go out and buy corn nuts, you'll never see me again. That's all I'm saying.
I really want to try these.
I know.
You might like them, actually.
Hmm. I can't wait.
I say you don't like them.
Well, he won't like.
So, are they like a candy? Do they taste like a candy?
I've only seen what they look like.
Okay,
it's corn.
Christy explained to you
it's
how they make them.
A giant corn kernel. That's what it is.
They have Mexican street corn.
And I love Mexican street corn.
That, I like the original corn.
Fast forward to this time next year, Tom's gained 60 pounds.
His desk is just empty corn nut bag.
And his dentist is yelling at him.
He's got four teeth left.
It's another surgery.
Coming up, more corn nuts.
And we'll find out why the roof was closed.
I bet they broke it. I tend to do things in waves.
Yes, we know.
You think?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And this is my other favorite thing. You explain you to us like we don't know who you are.
What is your food of the week?
He's on a new cream now.
Laird Hamilton's new superfood.
It's just coconut milk.
Hey, man, it's Laird Hamilton.
Okay? Please, yes.
Stop talking about this. One of my
favorite surfers.
Yeah, married. He's married. Isn't he married to a volleyballer or something?
Wait a second, Pat.
Gabrielle.
Aren't you drinking my
Laird? It's delicious.
Yes, okay, there we go.
Well, if Pat's drinking it, you'll have half of a container left in 6 minutes.
I love
minutes.
My cream. I'll be behind the couch.
Okay, it's delicious.
I'll give you some cream.
Are we back to the joke about the guy behind the couch?
Speaking of jokes.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
It's time.
She's nailing it. Let's do it.
It's 'cause here he is with his joke of the day.
I saw a magic car yesterday.
You what? Did.
It turned into a gas station.
That was Ace Cuffy's joke of the day. Oh, wow. Speaking of magic, you're about to see us disappear.
Chick almost fell on the floor.
Because he couldn't believe how awful it was.
That's a good joke. I like that, Ace. Thank you very much.
That's a good joke. I like that, Ace.
Don't steal my wall.
Here's my wallet. Don't hurt me.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
So I'm trying to find a picture of some kid hitting the giant pinata.
Oh, dude.
False start. Offense. The entire offensive line.
What game was that in?
I don't know.
Oh, that is funny. That is
right. They don't fine players for penalties, do they?
They could, I guess. It might be a system with team-by-team basis. Kind of I don't think the league does.
They can split the fine if they all do it.
Chick, do you remember the call last year? A ref, he said, he was doing the announcement. He goes, 10 yards for...
Giving him the business.
Yes.
Yeah. He's down there. I think he said he's down there giving him the business. Is what he said.
Yes. Is this behind the couch?
That's fair. Might be behind the couch. No,
that's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.